Well, that was great. Let's get on back to the stuff here. What'd you call a room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
A room on the top of the house?
Yeah, just under the roof. Yeah. You know, you might store things up there. It gets real hot up there.
Or like an attic?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Call it old attic. Okay. I got one in mind here. I mean, I pull on, that's where I hang my filet leaves up there. Whatever. See, it's all out now.
Uh-huh.
Old lady got a bunch of junk in there.
Okay. Now, you said the place where you cook is the kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen. No.
Okay, but did you ever see a house that had a kitchen built away from it?
Oh, yeah. Old grandpa's house like that.
Yeah.
All back up in those days is separated.
Mm-hmm. They ever call it the kitchen house or anything like that?
It's the kitchen, then they had a little breezeway you come through.
Breezeway?
Yeah, it's kind of like all the way through. Then might have an old wisteria vine crawling up on it or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what about the little room off the kitchen where you keep your canned goods, maybe, or your store supplies?
Yeah. Well, back in some of the places, they had like a outside, they'd keep them like a wicked store stuff.
Yeah. Do you have a name for that? Or do you ever call it a pantry? Or do you know what a pantry
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I think I know. I guess they did call it that.
What's that?
They may have called it a pantry.
Okay, all right. Now, what do you call a bunch of old worthless things that you're about to throw away? You know,
You take that childish flea market, there ain't nothing. That's when it's getting good, no.
Yeah, but you might say
it costs more than what it did. You get more fun than what you originally paid for.
You might say that Charlie sells a lot of what?
The old junk.
Okay. All right, now what?
Damn, he can sell it, though. Getting rich.
What does he sell?
Just anything you throw out there, he go pick it up and sell it. Y'all seen him sell an old nigga woman 2 left shoes there one time. He went to town, and these old department stores, they'd get shoes, they had all kinds of shoes in there, and they just couldn't do anything with them, so old Charlie go around, and he'd give maybe $2 for a box full of them. He'd go in and get, pair them up, even if they didn't match. Too good, the same color. He sold it for 50 cents. 2 left shoes. Now you ought to seen a nigga one with them 2 left shoes.
Oh, God.
And he sell every damn one of them. All these clothes. People throw out. He get them and wash them. He got no washing machine back then. He washes them. He tries to press them. You put them on a hang and you sell them. He sells them for 2 bits.
Good. Okay. What would you call a room in the house that you, would you ever have a room in the house you keep stuff like that in?
Oh, if it's in the junk, like that, everybody had a little shed or something they carried out in the shed.
Okay, all right. Now speaking of the, what do you sweep with? Sweep with a...
Well, use a broom.
Okay. Now, speaking about the daily housework, things like that, you say every morning your wife gets up and...
put on that pot of coffee.
Yeah, but you speaking of the stuff she does, she's... What were you doing if she was... What would she say she's doing if she was sweeping the floor? She was...
Well, she just say she sweeped the floor. She's not that damn part of the morning. Something wrong if it is that early. It's too much sweeping on in the morning.
Well, I mean, just any time of the
after
day.
After the company leaves or something, you know she'll sweep.
Yeah.
Like right now, I come in and see I track all that up when I come in.
Yeah. Some of that might have been me.
Yeah.